Arizona softball kicks off its 2025 season by hosting the Candrea Classic this week. In anticipation of a competitive weekend and a tough non-conference slate, I sat down with head coach Caitlin Lowe to talk about the team's talented recruiting class, their trip to Italy over the summer, and the goals that this group has set for their inaugural season in the Big 12.
Coach Lowe, season is almost here. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, and it's awesome. You can kind of feel the energy in the locker room around Mikhail, and we're just excited to get going.
What has this offseason looked like for your team?
It's been great, you know, kind of filling some holes in the transfer portal that we needed, and you know, really just being able to enhance our team, get a lot of people healthy, which has been exciting for us. And you know, we have 8 pitchers that are, you know, ready to compete for us this year, which is exciting. But yeah, we've had a busy off season. Got to take the team to Italy, which is a once in a lifetime experience. But yeah, it's been a lot of team building this fall, and we're ready to get going.
Yeah, something that stands out about the Italy trip is that you guys got to include some of the incoming freshmen in that. What were some of the biggest takeaways from that trip?
Well, we got a lot of bonding experience that you don't really get until the fall. And, you know, when you're thrown into the fall as a freshman and you've got school, you've got everything, workouts, practice, everything kind of thrown in together, your head's spinning. So it's kind of nice to spend, I think, 10 days together and have it be in a more relaxed environment where we got to know each other, and it really, you know, took care of a lot of that bonding that we usually don't get to have in the fall.
Your freshman class has already generated a lot of noise in preseason watch lists. From their addition, what has stood out about this group?
You know, they're a lot of fun. They bring a lot of great energy. They're workers that are really passionate about their craft, and a lot of maturity for some younger kids, which is nice. You know, Jenna specifically, I think, brings a maturity right away to the infield, and that was probably our biggest loss as far as graduating class. You're going to see a whole lot of new fresh faces in the infield, and we're really excited about it.
You mentioned that graduating class, such a talented group. Mm-hmm. Who are going to be some girls that you look to really step up into those leadership positions, both on and off of the field?
Well, I look at Sid Stu immediately, just because she has that high level experience. She's someone that went to Italy, and it felt like she's been on our team for multiple years and really just meshed with everyone really well. So that was exciting. You know, Kiki Escobar has that experience playing in a World Series. And then just meshing with the girls that we already have has been really cool. I've been just really proud of our upperclassmen and returners for kind of showing them the way. And that's been exciting for us to kind of see how well they blend together and really how they have each other's backs in practice as well.
Could you talk a little about the team's motto that you guys have had these past few years?
Yeah, we, you know, we have bought into this theory about, you know, everyone's on the same boat rowing the same direction, and, you know, the moment one of us is sticking our oar in it or jumps off ship, we kind of get off course, and they've really bought into that. We saw the movie Boys on the Boat together, took the team, and we read the book Legacy together, which was a really big bonding experience for us. I'll shout out Christian Conrad. He was the one that recommended it, our pitching coach. And we went chapter by chapter last fall. And it was really cool because it sparked a lot of conversations about our standards and values and the way we live every single day. And that's been important for us, not to just show up on game day and expect great things to happen, but really take charge of how we live our lives every day and how we show up in life. So they bonded around that, and we've kind of just, you know, we have an oar out in the team room, and they've just bonded around the fact that if they do things the right way, we're going to end up in a good space on the field.
And in talking about your staff, you added Amber Freeman to your staff this year to work with hitters and catchers. What has she brought to the program?
She's been fantastic. And I think the biggest thing that I noticed about her right away is just her temperament and her passion and the way she comes ready to compete. That is exactly what I want to see in our hitters. So for her to kind of, you know, be that sounding board for them on a daily basis has been really cool, because those are the things and the qualities I love to see in our hitters. So she's been fantastic, and we always lead with great people first, and she's just a true embodiment of what it means to wear the A.
Reflecting on last year, you guys were plagued a little bit in the start of the season with some injuries.
Yeah.
What kind of response did you see from your team, though, in dealing with that?
Probably the best response that you could expect as a coach. You know, I think they could have, their mentality could have tanked right away, saying we don't have the pieces. And then I saw people just rise to the occasion. I think Aisa Silva, I think Miranda Stoddard, who we didn't even know we had until very late in the summer. But yeah, I think you saw those people rise and everyone rally around you know, a rally around them. And that was such a huge deal for us. And I think, truthfully, the hard work that they put in last year and the mentality that they had last year is something that's going to help them into this year as well.
And now looking at this preseason, you guys open with 3 home tournaments, and they are stacked.
Stacked.
So stacked. Why is it a priority for you guys to schedule top competition in the preseason?
Well, we want to get tested, and we want to get tested right away. I think there's obviously a difference. We're facing some great competition week 4 away from home, but we thought, you know, the talent level that we're bringing in here is exciting. These games are going to be packed. It's going to give a World Series level environment and a postseason environment that we want, you know, our freshmen to feel right away, and we want to feel right away just to see how we respond and how we can adjust to those situations. So excited to have those teams here in at Hildebrand Stadium and see kind of how we respond right away.
Has your approach the season changed at all with Arizona's transition to the Big 12?
The approach hasn't changed. I think we kind of have a personal standard for ourselves here in the athletic department and in softball, and you know, the way we approach the game is something that we want to just, you know, hold ourselves to every single day. So that hasn't changed. I know that we want to go into the Big 12 and really make a statement, and that's, you know, something that's on the forefront of their minds too.
What excites you most about the Big 12?
You know, the competition is exciting, going into new places and experiencing new things, but I think we're going to have some World Series level games, some postseason level games, week in and week out, and that's what we saw in the Pac-12, and we're going to get to see in the Big 12 as well.
The Wildcats will play Michigan State in a doubleheader on Thursday night. The first pitch will be thrown at 5 p.m. Arizona will have another doubleheader on Friday at 5, as well as games on Saturday and Sunday. For more information and ticket links, visit ArizonaWildcats.com. Hope to see you all there. Bear down and go Cats!